Amnesty International and other groups would like to present petitions to the Uganda Embassy or the High Commission of Uganda in Nairobi, but also to the Parliament here in Kenya, because then the Kenyan Civil Society Organization, the human rights groups in Kenya, are still concerned about the cases of abduction that have been happening in Kenya, more particularly cross-border forms of repression where we've seen foreigners abducted on the Kenyan soil and renditions of these foreigners to their country, or some form of forcing them back to their countries without following a proper extradition procedures.
What do you make of the developments Wednesday about Dr. Besigye appearing before the judge and being sent back to prison?
This, to me, is basically what we've been talking about, where we see these cases as highly political and not, as somebody mentioned, we do not see a situation where Besigye will get justice in this manner. We suspect that, and this is as somebody mentioned, that, you know, the executive picked their courts, they picked their judges and picked their time. They were not ready to hear and determine the application today, but they just wanted to kind of rectify the legality of their actions, where they wanted to continue detaining the three, including Kizza Besigye, without a warrant. We see a situation whereby the judge requested or ordered for written submissions and ordered for the three to be taken back to prison and did not even give a date, the next date of when to appear to court. And meanwhile, as I've told you, there is another parallel political process whereby the NRM is meeting to discuss particular UPDF. So we make that this is political. Of course, there is interference, you know, of the judiciary by the executive. The executive is not really being independent in making some of these decisions, and we are really concerned about that.
Although Dr. Besigye and his co-defendant were abducted in Kenya, what would be the purpose now of the protest before the Kenyan parliament?
Basically, the reality of things is that there is no form of abduction whereby a top politician, an opposition politician, is taken from a property in Kenya, driven for hours, probably more than 6 hours, crossing a border, and Kenyan is not aware about it. This goes to similar abductions that have happened now of even Kenyan nationals, where the state has denied responsibility. But we have had the president coming out and saying that we will stop these abductions. And people have argued that you cannot stop what you have not started. I'm saying this because we have a national police service, we've got a national intelligence service, we've got a directorate of criminal investigation, but the abduction started in Kenya in June last year. So on the Kenyan authorities, basically, and going to the Parliament of Kenya, we will be going to the Committee on Defense and Human Rights specifically to petition them for the state, one, to acknowledge that abduction and renditions have been committed in Kenya, potentially constituting crimes under international law, and should be promptly, thoroughly, and impartially investigated, and those suspected to be prosecuted.